I think I see. States. the stuff that they liked that he wanted to see, so they asked him for more. But what happened in reality was a situation where some of what Mr. Brightman described tonight is comrade writing. And some of the things which mostly was a brilliant rail, that is, for example, in the Civil War itself, where you had slaves who came over into the Union Army. The Union Army, you see, on one hand, was maybe shooting these people who had come over to them before they were even back on to the enemy who they were supposed to be fighting. This was common. In the 40s, during the time of the Black Guy in the 30s and the 40s, it was not so, you can't emphasize it so much because the general struggle of the country as a whole seemed to predominate. But it was the fact that you had more lynchings during periods of uprising, more riots, race riots, than any other period. These are things which nationalists studying Negro history are aware of. And why they're very leery when they approach this question of Negro and white unity. This is why the Freedom Now Party, being a political question, cuts across most of this. Because if you accept it or look at it and understand the Freedom Now Party from the point of view of it having an equal say in what goes on in this country, that is to say we represent 10% of the population, but we have a 50% decision making voice in what the outcome is going to happen in this country. There is a qualitative change. And you can begin to really understand the struggle. Of course, one thing for some nationalists to understand this thing, another thing for some who don't.
These are truly pre-transmissions, as far as the terms, some early buildings up, a lot of this comes from transportation. And you can begin to find out what, in a sense, is around what you see, what am I in, what am I in this perspective. And it's not that he sees like I see, not very much. So, in a sense, it becomes very relevant.
The Socialist Workers Party made this modification to Trotsky's view in the early 40s. Were you in opposition that was working to reestablish this in the last 20 years?
Well,
was anyone?
It's the, as I said, it's the position that Trotsky tried to get us to adopt, we adopted. It's part of the record, it's written out. In the introduction to these documents, I explained a year and a half ago, without expressing any agreement or disagreement, I merely explained for the record that shortly after the convention, the party had modified this, not by adopting a new resolution, but by an expression in the newspaper. Nobody has raised this question since then. Until now, in these last few years, the upsurge of the Negro struggle has enabled everybody who looks at it objectively to understand it better, to see what is possible, to see what is even probable. So that the no one person should be singled out for his weakness, because the adoption of that position in 1939 was still the most advanced position ever taken on the Negro struggle by any radical group anywhere at any time in this country. And if we didn't understand it fully then, it was because a revolutionary party is also subject to the influences of the society in which it lives. Now we are better able to understand it because of the struggle of the Negro people. So what Trotsky tried to teach us theoretically 25 years ago, the Negro people are now teaching us in action. And I don't think that it's too late yet for us to learn it.
She feels she wants a political party. She wants to show a political power in England. Yet she doesn't, because of the way this country is moving, she doesn't feel that she wants to take any step to be outside the pale of the establishment. And what she should realize, I believe, is that the party, the difference between political power and radical action, power and waste directed are two different things. The party is not a radical party, it's such as innovation. It's a new thing within the system, but it's nothing a great establishment. It might tend towards it, you see. It's nothing, it's just what you want, a democratic black party. It's not a socialist black party, anyway. It's just like a democratic party, you might say, except all the members are black. And this way, the idea is that it would focus and show to the nation that there's a total power of blacks within this country. Well, you can if you're immersed within the Democratic Party and you don't know whether Labor to push this through or anything and so forth. And the idea is that you can get candidates then who really represent you and who can really work for you. And this is I don't think there's anything that you can't be objected on the grounds of some guy or socialist or anything that you might feel is a little too far off.
The Freedom Now Party is only now being organized. It doesn't yet have a platform. It doesn't yet have a program. And I would urge all Negroes who are interested in independent political action to join it and to help decide its platform, to exert your influence in helping to shape what its program will be.
Any further questions?
I don't think that the American Socialist Revolution can take place unless the Negroes play a leading role in making it take place. And they are not going to play a leading role in making it take place unless they have the kind of alliance with other section of the population which they feel will assure them of equality in the alliance. So I can't conceive of a revolution in which, from which they are absent in the leadership. And being in the leadership, they'll be in a position to shape the institutions that will develop out of the revolution. And we can be sure that they will exert their full power within the alliance to protect their position and their rights.
Circular announcing its formation paid attention to the problem of police brutality, which is a serious one not only in the South but also in the North, and undoubtedly will in its program and through its candidates introduce legislative and other political action designed to curb police brutality. But the question of self-defense is not a question of the Freedom Now Party alone. It's a problem of the whole Negro movement. And there's a great deal of discussion going on among the Negro militants in the North as to what measures can be taken to defend Negroes, not so much against attacks on demonstrations, because they are the exception rather than the rule in the North, but the whole problem of police brutality toward individuals whom a cop meets on the street at 3 o'clock in the morning, shoots down, the arrests, the brutality in the police stations and so on. There's a lot of discussion going on about this, and there ideas are circulating about the creation of defense guards. In Detroit, just before Christmas, the organization GOAL organized a public meeting downtown to, in connection with the Christmas boycott. And the meeting was so organized that the speaker was in the center, and on each side of him were three people wearing helmets, six people who represented a sort of embryo defense guard. And I'm sure that the idea of protecting Negro organizations, Negro speakers, and so on, is going to spread, not only on the political level, not only in connection with the Freedom Now Party, but with the whole Negro movement.